In this video program, Dr. Daryl Luzzo introduces career counseling and makes a case for its relevance, whether you expect to be a career counselor or work in some other area of the counseling profession. He also shares his excitement about the field and explains why he thinks it's important.
Hi, I'm Daryl Anthony Luzzo, and I'm a career counselor. Yeah, I'm a career counselor. That sounds good. That's my profession, and that's my professional identity, and something that has been very rewarding for me over the years. But that it wasn't always the case. There was a time where the thought of becoming a career counselor was the furthest from my mind. It's because I had a course assignment in my own counseling program where I was required to go into the career center and meet with a career counselor. I thought I'd use it as an opportunity to talk about some of the family, work, career issues that I was facing as a young graduate student. Well, I went into the career center and was told the very first thing I had to do was complete an interest inventory. I didn't need an interest inventory. I knew I wanted to be a counselor. But that was the rule of that career center. You had to complete an interest inventory. Well, I actually got into an argument with the student worker who was just doing her job, signing me up to take an interest inventory. This is career counseling, I thought. Well, I know one thing I don't want to go into professionally. Well, the few years after that, as I continued my graduate studies, I learned how rewarding and invigorating the field of career counseling really is. That's why today I'm proud to say I'm Daryl Luzzo and I'm a career counselor. You know, a lot of folks have misconceptions about the field because of either an experience like that or just what they know or don't know about what it means to do career counseling. So many students go into the counseling profession because what they want to be is a mental health counselor or a community counselor, a school counselor, maybe a private practitioner, and they just don't see much value in career counseling. But as many end up realizing throughout their program, career and work issues, they're part of all counseling. In fact, it's hard to imagine working for many sessions with any client without issues of work, and family work conflict, and career and the future not emerging within the context of the counseling session. That's the beauty of career counseling. For some, it's a professional identity, like myself. For many others, it's an element of counseling embedded in their other work with clients. In fact, I have a colleague that likes to refer to career counseling as life transition planning, life counseling, because it's so much a part of who we are and what we do. Think about it. Of all of your waking hours, how much time is spent relative to your work and career? The bulk. In fact, there's probably no other single activity you're more engaged in every day, unless you sleep a lot, than you are in work and career. Those issues are embedded in all life transitions, and that's why I have found the field of career counseling to be so rewarding and invigorating as a professional counselor. And I've had the benefit of being involved with the National Career Development Association over the years. That's the professional organization for career counselors and those who are engaged in career counseling work. A wealth of resources are available on that website, ncda.org, the National Career Development Association's official website. Well, there are other resources available, many professional publishers and corporate entities that offer resources that are very valuable and certainly worth looking into. But that ncda.org website is a unique way to find ongoing resource information relative to the field. You know, I can understand why a lot of individuals, when they first think about career counseling, aren't all that excited or jazzed about it. But I guarantee you, the more you learn about this field, about the theories and the practices, the techniques, the latest findings, the research, it will all come into play in whatever work you do with clients. That's just the nature of career counseling, because whomever you're working with, issues of work and career, as I just mentioned, are going to become integral parts of your work. It's a great field. It's one that I've been excited to be a part of, and I'm excited to continue to be a part of, and to share that enthusiasm and knowledge and excitement with others.